Today we're doing Sifhei. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Imta Bevirkas Yotzer Be'inyan Shetzarich La'amor Acher Tachtav. If one made such an egregious error in the bracha of Yotzer, or to the point that they had to go appoint a new chazan in his place, Imta Mikedusha Ve'ilach In Hashenit Tzarich La'aschil Ala Mimakom Shepasak. If the error occurred after Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kivod, then the new chazan only has to continue from the point where the original chazan stopped. But Rama says Dahinu Shemaschil Mikedusha Ve'ilach. He continues from Kedusha onwards. If he made the mistake prior to saying Kedusha, to Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch Kavod, then he has to go back to the beginning. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Chavav tells us Tachtav, so the Chazan doesn't remember how to get back to where he was up to. That means he has to, in other words, from Ha'ofanim Chayos HaKodesh, or Lekel Baruch Ni'imos, he can continue from there. Wherever the mistake was, that's where the new chazan continues from. Even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins later on that the second chazan has to continue from the beginning of the bracha that the first guy messed up in, in this case here is different. Once you say kadosh, it's considered as if it's like a new bracha. We don't divide one bracha into two. This is at a time when there used to be motzi people in Birchas Kriyashma, but where the minug today is that everyone makes a bracha on their own and no one is yotze with the bracha of the chazan. If the chazan stays silent in the bracha of Yotzer or in any similar bracha aside from Shmone Esrei, the second chazan cannot continue from the place that the first chazan originally said quietly to himself. We'll stop here for now and we'll begin some in Samach tomorrow.